British idiom, as you heard in the call, written by Javier Castellano, trained by Brad Cox, who has been so, so good for so many years. He has now trained 1,208 winners in his career, and that total includes those three victories that he had yesterday, two at Keeneland, one at Belmont Park, but none more special than that Grade 1 Darley Alcibiades win. And Brad is with me now here on HRRN. Brad, good morning. Congratulations.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Things are good, my friend. Are you still kind of on a high after that big win?
Absolutely. Yeah, we had several breezers this morning at Churchill, just kind of wrapping things up. But, yeah, that's a win you definitely savor for a while. They're far and few between the Grade Ones.
Yeah, what's that like for a trainer when you show up to work the next day? Is it kind of like a victory lap around the racetrack where everybody's coming up and shaking your hand and congratulating you?
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, makes it easier to get up in the morning. I can tell you that when you just having good horses to look at, watch them work, watch them breeze, check them the next day, post race, stuff like that. So, it's good horses. It's what you get up every day and do this for, is to, have horses that move forward, young horses, Oaks, Derby, Breeders' Cup type horses, what you're looking for. So it definitely makes getting up a little easier, I promise you that.
Yeah, and you've been around so many good ones, but certainly British Idiom is looking the part at this point in her career. And let's remind people, this was only her second career start. She's now a perfect 2-for-2 after breaking her maiden at Saratoga back in the middle of August. Look back on that race from yesterday. She won very impressively, very easily. Share your thoughts on the performance.
To think she was going to go over and perform like that, no way. I mean, she just spectacular performance. And, watching the race, she broke well. I thought Javier did a great job of keeping her up in the race, not necessarily on the lead, exactly what you like to see, just setting off a couple horses, a relatively, reasonable pace. Up the backside, I think she was laying fourth, and I looked at my assistant and I said, she's in a perfect spot. I mean, she's got no excuse from here. And then when she ranged up to the leaders, at the 3/8 pole, I kind of started looking at some of the horses behind her. I was like, I think she's got these in front of her, the ones she's come up to fairly easy. I think she can go by these. And then obviously I was kind of looking for Perfect Alibi and Shug's Philly. And I saw Perfect Alibi. I was kind of under a rat. I was saying, if she responds when Javier asks her, this thing's over. And she did. And, the only thing I told Javier, you can't tell a guy, I don't give many instructions at all to jocks, but the only thing I told him, I said, it's a short wire, so don't short stretch.
Yeah.
First wire, so just when you turn for home, have her in position. And he did just that, and she responded well. It was a very, very impressive race.
Did you know this filly could be this good and this caliber when you first laid eyes on her?
No way.
Really?
Well, not when I first laid eyes on her. No.
Yeah.
You have to go through several steps and, obviously months and months of preparation to, really get a line on them. But we had this filly at Keeneland, then we moved her to Ellis this summer, and she was really stepping up and, acting like she was a good horse. And we brought her to Churchill with the intent of running her at Saratoga, and we just left her at Churchill. I can't remember exactly how it was, but I just know her last work before she ran at Saratoga was from the gate at Churchill, and thought, this filly's going to be awfully tough at Saratoga in this auction race. We liked her a lot. Come to find out, it was like that morning there was a buzz. I was actually at Churchill the day she broke her maiden at Saratoga, but there was a little buzz. I kept hearing like, this trainer likes his horse, this trainer likes his horse. There's like four or five of them in there. I think lots of times, I thought she would have been bet down a little more, and she wasn't. I just think it was a lot of people liked their horses in the race, and the filly that was second obviously came back and broke her maiden at Belmont, which was a positive, just a couple weeks ago. So, I think it was, even though it was a restricted maiden race, I think it was a decent, strong maiden race as well. So she received a big figure out of it too. That was the one thing that I think John Panagot sent me the rag number a couple days later, and I thought, if she moves forward off that, she's a serious horse, and she obviously did. It just took us a while to get her back to the races. We were pointing for the Pocahontas, and she the week before she breezed, and the breeze was just okay, and we pulled a blood on her, her blood count was off a little bit, so we just decided to skip the Pocahontas and point for the Alcibiades.
talking with trainer Brad Cox, looking back on yesterday's big win in the Grade 1 Darlie Alcibiades with British Idiom. She has now punched her ticket to the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies, which will be held at Santa Anita in Arcadia, California. About, well, 1 month from today will be Breeders' Cup Saturday. Brad, what do you do now over the next 4 weeks to make sure that she stays in peak form and she's ready to fire her best shot in the Breeders' Cup?
Well, just, you know, as of right now, you know, I believe we have a plane scheduled to go out on Tuesday before, so that's the 29th. We'll just go out then with whatever we have that's earned, whatever earns their way to the Breeders' Cup. And, you know, just two works, I think, you know, nothing fancy. I mean, you know, she got a lot out of yesterday's race, being the second career start, and, you know, just hoping she comes out of it in good shape. So far, so good. She scoped great last night, looked good last night. Put her to bed, and she looked good this morning. So, you know, everything's positive with her. We'll to this point, and, you know, like I said, we'll bring her back to Churchill, work her twice, and then off to California the Tuesday before, as long as everything goes well.
Well, and you get an opportunity to maybe add a couple more Grade Ones to your resume later today. You have Juliet Foxtrot going in the Grade One First Lady here at Keeneland, and then you'll send out in the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic at Belmont Park, you'll send out Arklow in there. So let's start with Juliet Foxtrot. Tell me a little bit about her.
Really nice filly. I mean, it took a really tough beat in California last time. Again, was beaten by a filly, I think, the 2018 races in Basilica. So, and I think right at the wire is the only time she was in front of us. We got back in front of her, past the wire, and galloped out great. Really nice filly. Think the world of her. Very, very classy filly to deal with, and just a real, real nice filly to train. I mean, just very straightforward, does everything you like, want to see a horse do of the mornings and obviously the afternoons as well, since she's been here in North America. And just amazing filly. Not real big. I mean, she's a beautiful filly, beautiful eye on her, beautiful head, but just not a big filly, typical, I think, grass filly. You know, I think to cut back in a mile, I think she can do anything between a mile, maybe even a mile and a quarter, anything in there. But I always like a horse that, you know, ran a mile and an eighth last time, cutting back to the mile. Today I think's a positive. Thought she drew well in the race. Looks like on paper there's some speed. I'm hoping she can kind of just break, settle, kind of shut off a little bit going into the first turn and up the backside. And if she does that, she'll be very, very competitive today. I think a lot of this filly, and I think she's, you know, hopefully can, you know, get some Grade One placing, maybe hopefully a Grade One win. And I think, you know, I think the plan right now is to race her next year, and I really think she's got a big future.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about the mile and an eighth cutting back to a mile later on this afternoon and how much you like that move. I've heard other people talk about horses making that move too. Why can that be so successful?
I guess it's just a fitness thing. I mean, yeah. You know, I know we've had the filly in training all year, but, you know, there's a lot of angles in racing that, you know, you can, you know, I sometimes like, you know, even if a horse runs well on the dirt, going to the turf, it's almost like you trick them a little bit, you know, I feel like you can have a little more confidence when you're shortening a horse up as opposed to stretching one out. Because, you know, the further you go, it's, I guess, the unknown. But, you know, she performed well at a mile at Keeneland this spring, so we know she can do it. She didn't really shut off and rate that well that day. I wish she would have, you know, relaxed a little more. But it was her first start off a long layoff. I think Florent kind of asked her to run a little bit early, and she was just kind of on the go, like I said, running fresh off the layoff. But she's moved forward, and she responds to what the riders want. We've had three different jocks on her this year, and, you know, they've all gotten along with her well. So I think Florent obviously knows her. He's rode her twice before and been able to get her there both times. So hopefully, like I said, if she can get that good trip and relax a little bit early, she'll be tough.
Yeah, you've had her for four starts now in North America. Her first one, as you alluded to, was at Keeneland last April after she campaigned in her native Great Britain. When you get a horse like that, Brad, that comes in from overseas, is there a difference in training them or getting them used to racing here in America as opposed to horses that are already based here and trained here? Is it a different animal there?
Not really. No. I mean, honestly, most of them seem to, you know, fall right in. And, you know, I've obviously never been on horses that trained in Europe, you know, over in Europe. I don't know, I've trained a lot of films, you know, throughout, you know, trails and stuff. But no, they all seem to fall in here and, you know, train well and go to the track, and, you know, they don't have any trouble getting around the turns. But most of the time, yeah, for the most part, all of them handle it real well. I guess the only thing really, the difference, it seems like a lot of some of the horses, you know, obviously the gate, you know, I'll always take them to the gate and just pop them out once or twice just to make sure they you know, we don't get left. It seems like in Europe there's not quite as much emphasis, obviously, on speed and, you know, being involved early in the race, where even on the grass here you still have to be, you know, somewhat close. Races are just run a little quicker. But that would probably be the biggest thing, is probably the gate.
Yeah, interesting. Brad Cox here on HRRN. Arklow is your horse in the Joe Hirsch Turf Classic at Belmont later today. Look, this horse, 5 years old, as honest as they come, he always runs his race. How nice is it to have a horse like this?
I mean, he's solid. I mean, he shows up every time. He's been just some unfortunate trips. I mean, remember, I shouldn't even say that. He just hasn't got there this year. I mean, he runs, and, you know, I think the mile and a half distance is definitely his thing. He likes that. And last time at Kentucky Downs, I don't really think that course was playing to his style. It was pretty firm, hard. I think he likes a little cut in the ground. He can run on a firm turf. He did last time. But he had to be awfully close last time, it seemed like, at Kentucky Downs, and that's just not his thing or his game. So, you know, I think he kind of was up against it last time at Kentucky Downs, and hopefully he likes Belmont. He's performed well there in the Man of War earlier in the year, so I'm hoping he can repeat of that effort. He'll be right there.
Yeah, you make a change in rider because of Florent Giroux being here at Keeneland to ride for you. Obviously, he can't ride both places, so Junior Alvarado is aboard. Why does he seem like a fit for Arklow?
Junior's a strong finisher. He's patient. I know he rides a lot for Bill Mott. He does a great job for him. And you know, I haven't rode Junior much, but a couple starts with him, and we haven't got there. But he's always rode the horse as well, and you know, he was available. And we kind of was a little, I wouldn't say late decision to go into Joe Hirsch, but we were looking at that in the Canadian International, and that's where we landed there at Belmont. So hopefully it'll be a good choice.
All right, Brad, I know it's a busy morning for you. We'll let you go. All the best later this afternoon, and good luck in those races, and congratulations again on that huge win at Keeneland here yesterday.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day.